You thought you forgave them, so why does it still hurt? Join me for Awake My Soul. What's that one situation or person that you're struggling to forgive? You know, we replay those conversations over and over in our minds. I should have said this. I wish I would have done that. But no matter what, I mean, no matter how many times that it runs through our minds, the end result is the same. Nothing changes. We have a choice to make. Will we continue to hold on to the anger, the hurt, the pain? Or will we choose to forgive, to let it go, and to move on? Listen, I'll be honest. I struggle with this sometimes. I mean, it is hard to forget. But that word just keeps popping into my mind. Forgive. I mean, that's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus encouraged. In Ephesians 4, it says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." And yet here I am again. If I think about it, I'm filled with anger and hurt as if it just happened. And I think, I mean, am I not doing this forgiveness thing right? How can I do better? And then I look back at that verse one more time. And I see it. There it is. I mean, the answer is there. It's not about what I can do. It's about what Christ can do in me. Maybe it is hard to forget. But when we remember, instead of going down those winding roads of bitterness, we can take our thoughts captive and we can bring them to the feet of Jesus. I mean, every time that memory comes to mind, every time that we see their face, every time someone brings up their name or that situation, every time, let's go to the Lord and let's surrender it. See, the enemy wants to use our struggles to draw us into a life that's filled with bitterness and unforgiveness, but not our Lord, because He is the Prince of Peace. He holds all authority in His mighty hands. He has the power to create and to change. He knows every thought that we think and every word that's spoken. God is more powerful than any struggle. So here I am again this morning asking the Lord to keep my mind focused on Him. And my prayer is that He will heal the parts of us that are broken, that He'll release the bitterness that we feel, that He'll remind us that forgiveness is available freely, and that He will let it flow through us. And if we try to pick this up again, if it comes back to our minds as it has before, Lord, lead us back to Your throne of grace. Let us touch the hem of Your garment and feel Your healing peace to rush over us. And let us forgive as You have forgiven. I sure would love to share more with you about forgiveness. If you have just 5 or 10 more minutes, I'd love to spend just a little more time together. I can send you some questions to help you spend a little more time with the Savior, and we can kind of reflect on the things that we already talked about this morning. Scan the QR code, or you can text the number on your screen so you can sign up to receive this extra resource. Hey, thanks for stopping by. I hope you enjoy your day.